The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles, right here on YouTube.com and
right here on
ToyWorldOrder.com. Wow.
Wow.
I've been sick too long, apparently.
Apparently.
Brought to you by Shellhead Comics, the ShellheadComics.com, and the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at ShellheadComics.com. Check out our wonderful sponsor. And of course, welcome to my right, my wise old co-host, Dave Draper.
But half of that's right.
Yay! I got the old part right.
Yes, you did.
You're wiser than I, sir.
Yeah, well, okay. That's hard.
But when it comes down to it, the truth is we're both four-year-olds.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. I think I sent you a text today that said, gave you the time, and you're like, well, technically it's 1 o'clock.
No, you put a question mark on it. Yeah. You're like, 4 o'clock today? Question mark, and I'm like, well, actually, it's 1:30, but yes, it is today. And you did your standard, why are you my best friend? But you spelled it beat. Why are you my beat friend? And immediately I said, puppet voice, boot friend! Boot friend! Boot home!
And all I could do is sit there and laugh as I read boot that. Home. And I was like, oh my god.
Boot home.
Dave and I are children.
Basically. Well, I was at the Toys R Us yesterday, and technically that was their truck day for some weird reason.
Oh, weird.
And yeah, there was
Sunday's weird.
The whole thing was weird, but basically they didn't get the stuff that I wanted in. As I'm walking out, I'm talking to Leah, who's the manager.
One of your friends too.
Friend, yeah. She's a friend. She's a friend now, but she was more a friend by proxy originally because she's married to one of my best friends from grade school.
Right.
But and as I'm leaving, I'm like, I'll be in Wednesday. I just want my Star Wars toys.
Oh yeah.
I just want my Star Wars toys. She's like, okay. Did the voice back at me. I just want my Star Wars toys.
I know every time I go in there and she sees me, she's like, yeah. She looks around and she's like, where's Dave? And I'm like, we're not attached at the hip.
I know. Well, that's what I got at Toy Man last time.
Where's Duvall? Poor Dave.
Yes. Poor me.
And then you stood around and cursed my name because you thought I was faking being sick.
But yeah, I said, oh, he's home in bed. F him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, curse you, David.
Well,
curse you.
You were well enough to go to Spoon River this weekend.
That's a week later. And
so
I'm actually...
The what's-her-face is sick.
Oh, redhead. Well, yeah. I tried yesterday. We were supposed to leave at like 7:30. And we didn't leave till 9:30 because I couldn't get out of bed. And every time I'd wake her up, because she'd just be like 5 more minutes. I'm like, all right, I'll come check on you in a little bit. And I'd wake her up and go, we don't have to go. If you want to stay in bed, stay in bed. We don't have to go garage sailing today. We don't have to do it. She's like, no, let's just do it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I gave you the out.
You can't do it from the bed.
No, that's true. You cannot. It's very true.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, but we did do some garage sailing, which Carrie and I will talk about probably next week once she's healthy enough to talk for 5 minutes without coughing up a storm.
Yeah.
So.
It's never stopped us.
That's true. It hasn't.
Just put a big pile of cough drops right here next to the microphone.
Crinkle, 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 crinkle.
You know.
My stops were new.
Yes, they were. Speaking of David Gall, if anyone's going to New York Comic Con this week.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you, which New York Comic Con happens at the Javits Center this weekend. If anyone listening has tickets, anyone that we know is going, stop by booth 2836 at New York Comic Con and say hello to Jordan Himbro, Steve Savino, and our buddy David Gall.
Ask him where my Aliens figures are at.
Yes. Be like, hey, Draper wants to know, did you get those Aliens figures yet for him? So, stop by and say hello to the Toy Hunter gang, because they will. Jordan's got a booth there, and Steve will be selling, and Dave will be there helping out, like he always does every year for Jordan. He helps out at the New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff, though. Jordan has been posting pictures to his Instagram of just the sheer amount of stuff that Hollywood Heroes, which is Jordan's company, is bringing to New York Comic Con, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, just the stack of 500 carded action figures from Star Wars droids, tri-logo, 12 bags, everything. Just stacks and stacks and stacks of, of action figures.
I wish I had won the $300 million Powerball.
the uber rare Star Wars, the SSP Star Wars van stunt set.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty hard to find. The vans you come across every once in a while, but...
Yeah, but not the whole set.
Not the whole set, no. McDonald Lynn characters he's bringing, which I kind of wanted to send him a message and be like, hey, what do you want for Grimace and Mary McCheese? Because I just need those two. lots of... boxed yeah. Zim 21 and Night of Darkness from Ideal Star Team.
Neat.
Which, I didn't actually know Night of Darkness had a gun. You don't have a gun for yours, do you?
I do not.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a gun, but he's packaged with a gun.
All right.
I'd never seen one in a package before, but he comes with a little laser, little pistol.
I didn't actually have him as a kid, so.
That's true. And then, of course, rare playsets such as the Hall of Justice and the Ghostbusters Ghost Command playset. And a vintage Palitoy playmat from the UK.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Meh. I don't like playmats.
No.
Oh, wait. Go back up.
The knockoff Star Sword.
I think I had that as a kid. I think just about every kid in 1978. Oh, no. The one I had was a different one.
Yep. He's bringing some knockoffs. The knockoff Space Sword.
The ones that we had were like a hollow tube, and you could spin it around and kind of make like...
Yeah. And then, of course, just more and more Star Wars figures. Just tons of them.
I really wish I'd won the $300 million Powerball.
Right. So Jordan's bringing a lot of cool stuff to New York Comic Con this year, so make sure you stop by that booth and check them out and see what all treasures Jordan can find. And that booth number again is 2836 at New York Comic Con, so make sure you stop by and tell them all hello. But onward and upward to toy news. I saw something interesting today that was kind of cool, is that this year, 2015, is actually the year of
October
2015 is actually the month and the year of Back to the Future 2.
I believe it's October 21st.
Yep,
it is when Marty lands.
Yep. So
they still have a little... Yep, October 21st. Yep. So they still have a little more time to come out with flying cars and a hoverboard.
Yep. But what's funny about it is the Cubs are in the playoffs for the World Series.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking... pretty friggin' mind-blowing. Sorry, people. PC, I'm not going to edit that out.
I missed it.
Yeah, I don't think it all got out. So.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize. I'm sick.
Yeah, he's diseased.
My poor disease.
Children, don't be like Duvall, or else you'll get diseases.
Yes.
Terrible, terrible diseases.
Terrible diseases. But the Cubs are in the World Series playoff, which is crazy.
Well, they just got in. The season just ended. So
yeah,
we'll see how they've gotten in playoffs before.
Not in a while though.
Not in a few years. Yeah. But, yeah.
So if they end up winning the World Series this year, Bob Gale is the greatest.
They're not going to win.
Oh, you say that.
They're not going to win.
But to celebrate, of course, there's a lot of Back to the Future stuff going on this year.
There's a concert series at the end of the month, I believe.
Yep, in St. Louis. In St. Louis.
Yep, I think my friend Brad and I are planning on going to that.
I want to go.
Maybe we can get your ticket. I don't know.
Okay, if you give me a ticket, let me know. I'll pay for it.
Okay.
I want to go.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
It depends on when you guys go, though. I was going to go on a Sunday.
Oh, my God. If it begins.
I know. I was going to go on Sunday. I was actually going to ask you if you wanted to go on Sunday, but because Carrie didn't want to go, because that's not...
Oh my God! Now it's gonna be like a bad Happy Days episode. I've got two dates at once.
That's all right. If you guys go to
wait, can we get to the thing?
Pepsi is celebrating Back to the Future 2 with a new promotion, a limited edition bottle of Pepsi Perfect, as seen in Back to the Future 2, the futuristic looking container that you saw in Back to the Future 2, which
when pops Marty, up out of the yep, desk at the cafe
yep,
80s.
Yep. So they'll be then we make
you must
run.
Have the hot play special. Mm.
No. So Pepsi's planning to make a run of only 6,500 bottles, each priced at $20.15.
That's cute.
Bottle will be sold online through Pepsi, though Pepsi is recommending that fans check out their company's social media pages closer to October 21st to know exactly when they can purchase it. So, and also, back to New York Comic Con, if you're going to New York Comic Con this weekend and you're dressed up as Marty McFly or a character from Back to the Future, it says here they're going to distribute 1,500 Pepsi Perfect bottles ahead of its general release during New York Comic Con this week to fans dressed as Marty looking to complete their outfit. So that's kind of cool. But it's kind of neat that, although I've seen a lot of people griping, like $20.15 is a lot of money for just a bottle of Coke. Well, it is, but you're not actually going to drink said Coke. I mean, you could, but who would? Because it's a collector's item, and I would want my Coke to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. People save their collector sodas.
Yeah.
It's also Pepsi, not Coke.
Or Pepsi, I mean. Sorry. But I don't think it's that much money for a low run of...
I think they should charge more.
Well.
And that has nothing to do with the fact that I get most of my money from Pepsi stock.
That's true. Dave does. Some more New York Comic Con exclusives ahead of this weekend.
Good Lord, is there not enough?
Super 7 has announced a new run of Motu Hustle.
Yes, Motusel.
Motusel. Backed by popular demand, so there'll be 12 figures, of course, in the line.
These the same toys as...
I believe so. It's basic. Yeah, it's just the same ones that were available at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, that's... You know, honestly, that doesn't chafe me at all.
No.
Like, I would like to have a second shot at stuff from San Diego.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, you've got 4 3-packs, one of He-Man Man-at-Arms and Teela, one of Trapjaw, Beastman, and Skeletor, one of Whiplash, Triclops, and Merman, and one of Ram-Man, Manny Faces, and Buzz Off. So, your second chance to get a complete set of all 12 Motu Hustle Masters Universe small creatures lurking everywhere. So you'll be able to get those at New York Comic Con. And they'll be on the and then they'll be on Super7Store.com. They're $6 a piece, so
it's not bad.
Booth 174, New York Comic Con, if you're going. And then Cryptozoic Entertainment announced the first time they're exhibiting at New York Comic Con, but they've announced some exclusives and stuff that'll be on hand at their booth 226, which they do a lot of cool stuff. It looks like they're offering a line, although there's no prices on anything really.
Okay.
They're going to be showing off the new DC Bombshell 7-inch collectible vinyl figures.
They are milking that concept.
Yeah, they are. But it looks like that.
I mean, those look neat. Those look cute.
Yep. Catwoman, Harley Quinn, and Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Or Wonder Girl. I can't.
No, I think it's Wonder Woman.
It's Wonder Woman. As well as a Portal, the uncooperative cake acquisition game.
Okay.
Which I have to say...
That's striking when the iron's cold.
Yeah, well, might be making a little bit of a comeback because that's a big part in the Lego game, the Dimensions game.
Is it a big part or is it a part?
It's
that was one of those $30 sets.
Well, no, there's actually a level in the game that actually plays a bigger part than... It starts them on this new part of the quest, and it's the first... time that they are told what these relics are they have to collect, and one of them is the cake. So they end up in the portal lab.
But I thought the cake was a lie.
Well, the cake is real. At least in this version. Right. Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But Portal might be on the way back, maybe.
Maybe.
They've been talking about a new game forever.
Well, that's the thing, it's cooling off.
A couple of Mondo things. The Donatello went on sale. The 1/6 scale Donatello went on sale. I believe he's still available, but I believe the exclusive figure is gone. Of course, surprise, surprise. But his he went on sale recently with Mondo. It looks like the exclusive one came with the Gravitic Equalizer from Donatello issue number 1 from years ago.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either. But. Of course, he came with he'll end up coming with a classic comic red mask head, a classic purple mask head, or the cartoon purple mask head, the bow staff, one set of sea grip hands, one set of climbing claw hands, unique vertical thumb of affirmation hand, basically a thumbs up.
Oh, gotcha.
2 4-point shuriken, 2 8-point shuriken, grappling hook and cord, an Utron blaster, belt with bow holster, Utron commander, and pre-mutation baby Donatello. Or just some of the...
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff for that one. I like that it comes with a little Utron.
Those are the Krangs?
Yeah, those are the Krangs.
Okay.
Little baby, little Krang. So yeah, it comes with some cool stuff, but the Mondo stuff, of course, is... they've taken a lot of flack with... At least with Leonardo, they took a lot of flack. I don't know if they did it differently this time, because I haven't followed any of that, honestly, because I'm just like, ugh. But then they showed at MondoCon... which is their convention. They surprise, surprise, Mondo's so big they have their own darn convention.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But they showed off at MondoCon the first actual sculpts for their 1/6 scale Masters Universe line of He-Man and Skeletor. They're not approved yet. They're not final products, but they're just an idea of what they'll look like. And hey,
what? That looks good.
I don't like the elbows. Because the elbows are...
The elbows look a little clunky. Yeah,
yeah, the elbows are a little clunky looking. They're super small, because compared to the bicep and the forearm. But other than that, they look great. I think the face sculpt looks great on Skeletor. It looks
well. Okay, are there going to be knee articulation?
I think they're going to be fully articulated. Okay. It's just
so they haven't shown that yet.
Yeah, they did say they were going to be. Yeah, He-Man looks.
He's got the same kind of elbows.
Yeah, he does. Almost like a 2000X inspired looking He-Man to a degree, but yeah. And they showed those off at MondoCon, and those will be available, I believe, next year at some point. So that was kind of sent the internets into tizzy.
Did it?
Well, to the Masters fans anyway. But yeah, it looks like He-Man's going to come with a sword and a shield, and Skeletor's going to come with his Havoc staff and his sword. So interesting stuff though from Mondo. But wish they'd make their product a little bit easier to get a hold of.
Yeah. Well, that's part of their appeal.
And then
wow,
that was just a review. I thought it was something else.
I was going to say, because I actually have that in my pile of loot.
I know.
You don't, because I just did that this weekend. I didn't tell you. Yeah.
No, I thought you told me you ordered that, though.
Nope. I bought that on a spur of the moment.
Did you?
Just to get the Harley.
Must have been another Batman set that we were talking about.
Probably not. I know the Batmobile I pre-ordered.
The Batmobile, I must be thinking of that, because I saw the Batmobile earlier, as they're starting to ship now.
Yeah. No, it's like, yeah, okay, that's going to be expensive. It'd be cool.
We got a big unboxing coming up then, don't we?
We have many, because that's the current. Like, I shipped one box already.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And
I'm just going to rename Duvall's unboxing special to Dave's unboxing special.
Yeah, no, there's a box on the way, and then there's a box with stuff that I, like, just on a spur of the moment bought. There's, like, the Black Tauntaun.
Right.
That set with Harley and the other two characters I don't care about from Arkham Origins. I think the Electrocutioner
Why did you buy them then?
Harley.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Because I have all the other Harleys. No, I have all the other Arkham Harleys.
I didn't follow that part of the conversation.
And it's a three-pack. And the only way to get Dr. Quinzel is the three-pack.
It's the three-pack. That's what I wasn't following for some reason. I was like, why did you order two figures you didn't want?
Never mind. Well, I mean, you know, this is actually going to be a question that comes up later on, I think. In the fan questions, but even so, like, a lot of times with these retailers, you've got to buy, like, the set.
Yeah,
you can't just buy the figure you want.
No, not at all.
And if even if you can, they jack up the price.
Yep.
Yes,
they do.
But no, it's a three-pack with, like, I think Electrocutioner, Shiva, maybe, and then Harley.
Two really lame characters and then a character everybody wants.
Yeah, and the character everybody wants.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, and then, God, there was some other thing. Oh, Squeeze, I put on there. From O2.
From the classics?
Yes. Because that's the one Snake Man I still need.
That's kind of a cool-looking Snake Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just the regular, like, there's, like this month, the Batmobile's supposed to hit.
Yeah.
Those Transformer add-ons were supposed to hit last month.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of stuff that was supposed to hit last month that just kind of got pushed. Didn't. I think the Gotham figures, the first wave of Gotham figures.
Right.
Are supposed to hit. There's a couple other things. The little surprise. I don't know if we'll show that on camera.
Gotcha. Okay. WB and DC announced. I don't know why the article says WB and WB and DC team up with Mattel. I was like, well, why would WB and DC team up? They're the same company.
Yeah. Well, they are different divisions.
They are. They created with Mattel an entertainment world that inspires girls to be their own hero, called DC Superhero Girls, and the website DCSuperheroGirls.com. Which it's a webisode of animated digital shorts. Basically, the girls all go to superhero high school.
It's Monster High for superheroes.
Yeah, it is. Exactly, that's what it is. And the let's see.
I will tell you right now which figure will be impossible to get at retail. Harley.
Yep. So your cast is Wonder Woman, Katana, Bumblebee, Batgirl, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Supergirl.
And more characters. She's my favorite. More character.
Cheetah.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Catwoman.
Hello.
Hawkgirl. Star Sapphire.
Wait.
Hal Jordan.
When does Catwoman rate as and the rest? Exactly. What is going on here?
I don't know.
What crazy warped reality have we fallen into?
But not only is it a webisode series on DCSuperheroGirls.com, but the products that's coming soon, I'm guessing, come Toy Fair, we're going to see a whole line of DC Superhero Girls stuff.
I bet they push really hard because of the movie coming out. Not that it's necessarily tied in, but I bet there's a big DC push because of Batman vs. Superman.
Yep. And, of course, Mattel, just like any other toy company, once they have a property that sells like hotcakes, such as Monster High, they continuously look of ways to continue to replicate that process.
Now, were they the ones that did the Ever After High, or was that somebody else?
Yeah, no, it's the same. Because that's a spinoff of Monster
High. Oh, is it a spinoff?
It's a direct spinoff of that.
Okie dokie, then.
Yep, it is one of the characters. I want to say it's one of the Alice in Wonderland characters, the Mad Hatter, maybe? The Mad Hatter's daughter, or whatever. Or something. She was in both worlds.
Okay.
Monster High and the Ever After world. So, I could be wrong on that. But I know one of those characters is the reason why that spinoff exists.
All right.
But, it looks like, we've got...
Designs look fine. Like they, for what they are.
They said they want to... they basically... basically said girls now have their very own superhero world where they can play, watch, read, and be inspired to discover their full
superpower potential. Stupid Hal Jordan.
Alongside legendary DC Comics.
One of the worst womanizers. Not quite as bad as Oliver Queen, but still kind of a woozle. Yeah.
Well, they try to make it sound like they're the first to do this, but I Am Elemental beat you guys by like a year. So, and I think they did it better, even though it's...
Well, I Am Elemental did it... How would I want to put this? Legitimately.
Yeah.
I mean, these are fashion dolls based on superheroes who are teenage girls. I Am Elemental did female superheroes.
Yep. Yes, they did. You preach, brother.
So. And legitimate action figures.
So we've got...
This Wonder Woman has pants.
Yeah, but I'm trying to... We've got Wonder Woman, who is the leader. You've got Supergirl, the adorkable newbie. Poison Ivy, who is the toxic wallflower.
Get it? Because she's plant-themed.
Katana, who is the edgy artist.
Because she's into swords, and swords have edges. You get it? You get it?
Harley Quinn, who's the class clown.
I don't get it.
Batgirl, who's the techno-wizard.
Yeah, after she gets crippled.
Yeah. Bumblebee is the buzzworthy scientist.
Because bees buzz, you get it? And the rest.
You almost went into Pappy Duvall there for a moment.
Well, I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking.
But yeah, so DCSuperheroGirls.com. If you're wanting to check it out, I'll probably watch the
Harley should be the clingy, codependent girl.
Yeah, she should be. I will watch the pilot later today.
Of course you will.
No, I will. We'll see what happens. And then Lego. We talked about this last year with the Lego Ideas, Lego Kuso, now Lego Ideas.
Because people can pronounce the word ideas.
Yes, but the original Lego Kuso of this, it was originally a Lego Kuso before it got changed to Ideas, but Lego showed off the first couple images today of their Lego Doctor Who set, including the outside of the TARDIS and the actual control panel of said TARDIS.
The console.
The console, yeah, which looks kind of cool in Lego form.
I can't figure out which one that is, because that does not look like the current one.
It may not be the current one.
Yeah.
Although the current one is in the Lego game, the Dimensions game.
So it's not the current one, then, if it looks different than that one.
Yeah, it's got to be different than that one.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's not a classic one either, so it's probably like 11 or...
But yeah, it'd be 11 or...
10, I bet it's 10, because 10's the popular one.
I'm going to say it's 10 because I think his... His video actually was four.
Okay, the video means nothing.
Well, I know, but... I know it means nothing.
The video means nothing.
Let's say, I thought there were... He showed minifigures in here, I thought, at some point. I guess not. Mm-hmm. Because we're getting Capaldi's Doctor in Lego Dimensions next month. So I imagine it's going... with that being Capaldi, since he's already going to be out, you're going to be able to add him to the current TARDIS, so...
Maybe. I mean, they did Doc and Marty.
That's true.
And they're doing Venkman.
They are doing Venkman, but not the other Ghostbusters yet. But soon, for the Lego game.
I figure.
Yeah, I know. But yeah,
no,
they...
No pun intended.
No, no pun taken. So yeah, the first couple pictures... From our Lego Ideas Doctor Who box.
Does it say when it's supposed to come out?
It just says expect more details soon.
Put the thing on shelves. I will buy it. Yes.
It just the pictures were
all we have are the stupid Big Bang Theory sets. Yes. I want to burn them. I hate them. They're dumb.
Yeah. Although you could buy the Big Bang Theory set and use the living room set for the girl scientists.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm just saying it would be cool.
Why do girl scientists have to live together? Like well, that's very sexist.
Fair enough.
I imagine them all having their own. They're very successful and can afford their own places.
That's true. That's what I never understood about Big Bang Theory is that they live in these apartments. And it's like, you guys...
Because they're all barely functionally autistic. That's why.
That's true.
Sheldon is autistic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's actually one of the closestly accurate portrayals of an autistic person on TV.
Yes.
I mean, you know, which is sad because they keep trying to play up this whole relationship with him and Amy, and that's... It should never happen.
No.
Because he shouldn't be able to understand the response.
True.
So, whatever.
Dave angry now.
I don't like that show.
Yeah, I know. Carrie and I watch it.
I know you do.
Yeah, it's all right.
What don't you watch?
That's just what we were saying last night, Ara. We've got that, the Xfinity, the, I don't know what it is, like the X1 or whatever, the big DVR that you can record up to 4 shows at once and watch a show live, you know? We have, like, I don't know, there's like 36, 37 things on the DVR. And it's
not you even, just got it,
too. It's not even half full, too. So we're like, we couldn't do that on the old DVR we had. We could only watch a show and record 2 programs. So we were always like, what do we watch? What, do we watch this? Do we record that?
Life was hard in the dark ages.
Right? It was awful. It's horrible. Horrible. want to talk about our buddy Eric Aranha.
Okay.
He had major heart surgery. He had
major heart surgery.
Last week.
Two pacemakers put in?
Yeah. Basically, you know, God bless Eric. He beat cancer and then had all these the health issues on because of it.
I think because of the aftermath.
Yeah, because of the aftermath. But he had successful heart surgery, had pacemakers put in. They're still going through the process of fine-tuning everything, but he's still in a lot of pain. But he is... You know, he's
got a sense of humor still.
Yep, still a sense of humor, and even though he's in a lot of pain, he's on the road to recovery and to good health again. So, you know, God bless him, and thank God that he, you know, made it through, although he'll have said he's got some horrific scars on his chest now, but
Chick stick scars.
That's right. You show them off. But I was glad to see that that Eric came through okay.
I was too.
I feel bad, because my online presence, you know, is not... what it usually is. Our friend Josh Vorsda was sending me things to watch. You know, he was like, he's helped develop this new online show, and he's filmed a bunch of stuff for it and edited it and put it together, and he like kept sending me episodes, and I just didn't have time to watch it, and he kept sending me, he's like, do you not like it? What? I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm like, I literally have no time. I'm like, I literally just watched all this. I'm like, I don't have time, man. I'm sorry. I'm like, my job sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm out at 6:30 a.m. and back sometimes at
8 p.m. Oh, my God. We know all this.
I don't care. I'm still putting it through. But I felt bad because I never got to respond or say anything to him during all that.
I always feel awkward because I really like him. I think he's really cool. There have been 1 or 2 times on Facebook, like, he sent me private messages, which were really kind of... inspired under the circumstances, you know, it's like, because I was having a really bad day, and he kind of reached out, and he's a really great guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that he got through okay. I really am.
Even though we called our town a poop hole. Wow. Still one of my favorite things I've ever heard him say outside of a convention. This town's a poop hole. He didn't say poop, but you get the idea. All I could do was laugh, because I'm like, well, yeah.
I know, he's not wrong, but I'm not really sure that any place else is that much better. That's my basic point.
But we're glad that Eric is doing better and doing well. Yes. So, thank goodness for modern science and doctors and stuff.
Okay.
Pacemakers.
Okay.
It's awesome. Except he can't ever stand too close to a microwave anymore.
That's, I think that's kind of a myth, but I don't know.
It is.
I don't know if it's worth testing out.
But... No, God, no, don't make microwave popcorn. Just walk away and run.
You shouldn't anyway. Yeah. Like, I hear like that stuff's like toxic, actually.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I really like microwave popcorn.
I've heard you shouldn't, like when you open it up, you shouldn't breathe the fumes.
Oh.
I've heard that.
Maybe that's why my brain is so damaged.
It could explain a lot.
It probably could. That and me falling, like, escaping my crib and falling on my head on a Red Ryder wagon when I was 2.
Well,
that probably didn't help.
It's a...
That could account for my stroke face.
It's a tapestry of a tapestry. Badness.
Yes, I like tapestry.
A catastrophe.
I like tapestry. Our buddy Edas Barone is coming in a couple weeks.
Apparently, every time you update the story, I get more and more on the hook for stuff.
Well, Dave, when I told Dave that Das was coming in, and when he was coming in, he goes, "You're picking him up, right?" I'm like, "No, I gotta."
Yeah, you, the guy who lives right next to the airport, you're just gonna walk over and pick him up, right? No, you gotta come out here.
I could have Carrie go pick him up, probably.
No, it's fine.
He can go spend the day with you, hang out, have a good time.
Well, apparently he didn't like. It sounded like he sent a very sarcastic text back going, woohoo.
No, it was an exclamation point. It wasn't sarcastic. He's excited about coming and hanging out. Even though you don't think you're anything worth hanging out with for a day. I've done it plenty of times and still enjoyed myself.
Yeah, but you have a very sort of...
Honestly, I'm more...
You have a very sort of sense of the absurd. I don't know.
I'm more sad when you come over and hang out with me and we just kind of sit around and we're like... Eh. I'm like, what are we supposed to get up to? I did nothing to entertain Dave. I'm a very awful host.
Are we supposed to play pranks on that awful dean? I don't know. What are we supposed to? What kind of shenanigans? We're 40-year-old men. What are we supposed to be getting up to?
That's true.
Happy we don't sit around and talk about body function.
Oh, dude, if only you knew. Okay.
Talk about him less.
Our buddy Das is coming in for King County Toy Show. So those of you that listen that go to the King County Toy Show, you'll be able to meet the wonderful ADOS bot owner in person. Of course, lots of people we know go to King County. We always see lots and lots of great fans, including our buddy Floorburger.
Yeah, Floorburger will be set up.
Yep. God, lots of people. Yeah. So many people that my head is just...
Sean? Not Russo, the other Sean. Can't remember his last name. Isn't he set up? I'm going to get his last name wrong, and I don't want to do that. Help me. I hate you. I hate you.
I'm sorry.
Why do you make me look stupid all the time?
I'm sorry.
Hopman.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I would have completely got your last name wrong.
Yeah, no, that would have been bad.
Yeah, I think Sean's setting up, too.
Is he?
Yes.
That's cool.
Sean Hopman.
That's cool.
Not Russo and not Long.
So our buddies Brad and Stacey Brader will be there, and our buddy Brandon Michael Barker will be there.
Where do they live? Because
Brad and Stacey are from Tennessee.
Okay. Some reason I thought they were in California.
No. But they'll be here and be here shopping, and of course Pixel Dan will be there. And
oh, will he?
Yep. He's going. They're all going down.
Yeah, they're doing that He-Man's thing.
The He-Man's thing on Friday night, which I had thought about us going to.
No.
We're just going to drive up and get our pizza and hang out.
You can do that.
No, I don't want to drive around Chicago.
Yeah, you can drive around Chicago for your He-Man's movie.
No, I'm good.
I didn't even think about driving around Chicago. I was just like, I don't want to go up a day early, and I don't want to go to a He-Man's movie. And then you mentioned driving Chicago. I'm like, you're totally SOL, son.
That's true.
That's
Friday.
That's a trifecta. No,
Saturday night is the
Dave,
He-Man.
Dave, nope.
Yeah, Saturday night is the He-Man thing, not Friday. I apologize.
Well, whatever. You know, the point. Yeah. Point being the day before.
Right. But we're already going up the day before anyway, so.
We're going up the afternoon before.
Yep. So, but yeah, Das will be here. He's going to hang up Dave on Friday and until I get off work and get back to my route. And...
I hope Das realizes I'm an incredibly boring individual.
Hey, take him around town. Take him to Killen's and... Take him out to lunch and hang out with him for a little while and, you know, entertain him. All
right.
Go throw rocks off a bridge or something, you know.
Yeah, we'll go do something like that. We'll go put a penny on the Amtrak train.
Yeah, see?
Cause a derailment.
So much fun to be had.
We make our own fun here in the Midwest. And people are always like, how come you guys in Springfield are all big about toys? Because there's nothing to do.
Nothing to do, people. Nothing at all. It's horrible in our town. It's horrible.
Well, apparently the Fancy Pants East Coast... People think it's a poop hole.
That's true.
Fancy East Coast cyborgs.
Fancy East Coast cyborgs. I am kind of sad that we're not going to New York Comic Con, though. It looks like it's going to be a good show this year.
I would really like to go back one of these days.
Yeah, it's just...
I keep saying that, and I got to commit to it. But I keep getting sucked into all these things, like home repairs.
Oh, yeah.
And keeping my dog alive.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah,
stupid
I know.
Stuff.
And, you know, I also buy toys. But, you know...
Well, yeah.
One of these days, there are things I'd really love to do. I would love to go back to New York Comic Con. Much more, you know, if someone were like, I could give you passes to San Diego Comic Con, I'd be like, can I swap those for New York Comic Con? Because I'd really rather go to New York. Rather go to New York Comic Con. I'd like to go back to Gen Con. I kind of like to go to Dragon Con one of these days. Because I know people
Dragon Con would be cool.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that want to go, and I know one person who went, and she really loved it.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah, there's a lot of places I'd like to go. I don't know. Next year, I may think about...
About trying to go?
Something. Yeah, but other things may have to be sacrificed. That's...
There you go. Well, if you can't make it to New York and you're in Pennsylvania, which we'd be close enough to go to New York anyway, but if you don't have tickets to New York...
Pennsylvania's a big state.
That's true. If you're anywhere near Munhall, Pennsylvania, our buddy Patrick Sinatra's Too Groovy Toy Show is in there. Basically, he's doing their third show now this coming weekend on Saturday, actually. So if you're anywhere near Munhall, Pennsylvania, or if you go to the Too Groovy Toy Show Facebook page, you can find out information about the toy show. It's a great toy show. The last couple times they put it on, they've been very successful, and they continue to grow, which is awesome. So kudos to Mr. Sinatra for putting on a show, and they're already planning the fourth one for next year. So
living the dream.
Yep. And then TwoGroovyToys.com is their website. You can go check them out and check out the pictures, I believe, from the past show, as well as just more information on the show itself. So if you're anywhere near there, check it out. It'll be at the Homestead Park United Methodist Church in Munhall, Pennsylvania. They've grown so much they've had to move locations, so they moved to a bigger place that would allow them. So
that happens.
Yeah. So cool stuff on that, that front.
Some people make that call. They're like, hey, my thing's big and successful. I will move to a bigger venue.
Yes.
Some people don't.
That's true. That is true.
I'm being catty.
No, come on now.
Not to Patrick.
No. Not at all.
Patrick made the smart move.
That's right. Gosh. But on top of that... New York Comic Con, though, I would really like to, I'd like to go once. You went that one time, and you really liked it. And...
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, kind of, that was the year that we also went to Comic Con the first time.
Yep.
And it really felt, I don't know what it's like now, because it seems like it blew up, too.
It blew up really, really.
Yeah, good. But I mean, it was reasonable. Like, you could walk into we walked into the Stan Lee panel.
Yeah.
Not necessarily as it was going on, but, you know,
right.
Like maybe with 20 minutes to go. We walked in and got seats in the back.
Yep.
And it was, you know, there was only one panel that had a line. And that was the Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah.
And that had a line that was so, it was a San Diego line that completely overwhelmed the staff and the resources of the Javits Center because they could not handle this ginormous, crazy line.
Everybody wanted to go to the Avatar panel.
It was a big thing, man. Yeah. Like Last Airbender was huge back in the day.
People always fail to realize how big that show was. It is big.
And it was big with like 13-year-old girls.
Yeah,
like tween girls. It was huge, which I think is one of the reasons that Nick kind of had problems with it because it was really supposed to be a boy show about martial arts action and boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And like girls were into it, and I also think that's why the next Avatar was girls and kind of was very relationship oriented and girly stuff. And I'm like, you don't. Get it. Girls thought this stuff was cool. You don't have to make it girly.
Yeah, you didn't have to you didn't have to dumb it down.
They didn't too bad. I mean, because it was the same people that made it. So it wasn't like offensively bad.
They just dealt with different issues.
It was not as good. I don't think it was as good. But it wasn't like embarrassingly, you know. It certainly wasn't Shyamalan movie bad.
Oh, that's true.
But it wasn't as good, I don't think. And I think some of that was it lost that sense of kind of adventure.
Right. Which is kind of messed up. You talk about like, you know, a show that had a lot of tween to female audience members. It seems Doctor Who's losing a lot of its audience.
Well, that's because Capaldi isn't cute.
Yeah. Yep. That's why.
Yeah.
They couldn't, like BBC couldn't figure out why are so many people turning off Doctor Who? Well...
No,
Capaldi's a great actor.
He's not a bishy boy.
Yeah, he's great as the Doctor. He's a great Doctor.
He's a good Doctor.
But the reason your audience was so big is because, well, quite frankly, the girls thought Tennant and Smith were hot.
Yeah,
and to a degree,
I think Eccleston.
Yeah. So that's why they went with a younger Doctor when they first started out and kept them young. But
I feel bad because I do like Capaldi, but yeah, I think the next one will probably skew young and cute.
Yep, or female.
Nah, I don't think it'll be female.
No,
I think it'll be young. I think they'll be like we got to go back to the formula.
Yes, the formula that brought us our most success.
Well, but the thing's huge.
Well, what's funny is they're talking about like it's down under like 3 million viewers, and I'm like, that's nothing to shake a stick at. I'm like, most of our shows in the States only get 3 million viewers, and that's number one in their time slot.
Yeah.
Like, God, that's nothing to shake a stick at, man. Be happy. Mm. I guess they were getting like 5.6 million viewers an episode or whatever, and
yeah.
Now it's just, I'm like, well, that's... I've enjoyed it this season, but yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem.
All three episodes, yeah.
Yeah, well, so far. But that's part of the problem is, yeah,
He's not a sexy boy.
Yeah. Sexy boy!
He's not a fantasy boyfriend for the young female audience.
Yep, so. Instead, he's just this wise old uncle.
Yeah.
Who's pretty much bat crap crazy.
Which is what I love about him.
But... Yes. I did finally catch up, though. I hadn't been caught up in the last couple weeks, and I did thoroughly enjoy last week's the second part of the two part premiere, which was pretty amazing. If people haven't watched it yet.
I generally liked it.
Like I was telling you before we recorded, my favorite part of that show before the big reveal in the master plan was the conversations between the Doctor and Davros were just amazing writing. It was
I love that.
Amazing writing, perfectly.
I don't know
performed
if it was amazing writing, but it was great acting. Well, they sold that.
Oh,
yeah.
They performed it so well. And the guy that plays Davros is the guy that's been playing him since they came back.
Yeah,
And it just was so good. And then the Missy and Clara stuff was great. God bless that actress that plays Missy. She's so awesome in that role. She just makes me go, I just want a show of her.
Well, you know they're talking a spinoff.
Yeah, they always
set
talk...
at the stupid school.
Really?
Stupid Clara's stupid school.
Yeah,
I think it's called Doctor Who Class or something.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like, really?
Like, you mean the thing that made me literally groan out loud the minute it came on screen this season?
Yeah.
Well, on the one hand, it's like, that's getting its own show, but on the other hand, it's like, good, spin that off. Build the wall between the two shows.
Yes.
Let us never go back to Coal Hill again.
God. They need to spin off Jenny Vastrix and...
Yeah, that'd be expensive.
Yeah, it would be expensive, but it'd be fun.
It'd be fun, but it'd be a great show, but, it's a Victorian era, your main character is a reptile lady.
Yeah.
It'd be expensive.
That's true. But, I like the... I think my favorite part last week's episode was the whole... They had to kill a Dalek, Missy and Clara. So they end up killing this Dalek, and Missy, like, pulls its corpse out of there. And then she opens it up and tells Clara to get in and hooks up the mental, like, the I don't know what she called it, but hooks her up mentally to the tank, and then closes it up, and Clara's stuck in this Dalek body. And everything, she kept trying to say, my name is Clara, and it just says, I am a Dalek.
Yeah.
It's like, this is great. Oh, it was a good episode. And then this week you weren't so.
I wasn't a big fan
of this last Saturday's episode.
There's a cute little bit where Clara has these cue cards for the Doctor to talk to people.
Yes,
and that was cute.
That was a fun.
I'm
part.
I'm here to help you and avenge your friend, relative/pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was fun.
Meh.
Dave wasn't feeling it. The episode focused around ghosts, and Dave just wasn't into the ghost thing.
I wasn't into it.
But I like the idea behind it. I'm curious to see how they resolve it with next week. It seems like this year is going to be nothing but two-parters.
Apparently.
Because it's all it's been.
It's all it's been. All three episodes. But, yeah, I know. Like they got... I was, like, checking the clock. So I'm like, okay, this thing's going to wrap up. And then it was like, it didn't wrap up. I'm like, oh...
It's a two-parter.
It's a two-parter.
And I thought they had said that this year was going to be more standalone episode.
That makes sense.
But two-parters, you know.
Well, okay, standalone two-parter. Give me you're being a little.
Yeah, that's true.
As opposed to an overarching arc.
Story arc, yeah. Yeah. As long as it goes somewhere, because we know Clara's leaving at the end of this year, so somehow, at some point before the end of the season. So.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because I like Jenna Coleman.
Eh.
She's cute.
A little tired of her.
She's cute.
Eh.
Oh, well. I guess well, they got to announce soon who the new companion's going to be.
They probably should.
Yeah, eventually. Oh, man. But, I don't know, man. We got King County coming up here in a couple weeks, which will be exciting. I always look forward to King County.
Yeah.
We'll have to see what Dave and I find this time. Last time, Dave and I found a lot of stuff that we didn't know if we were going to get it all home. Well, we filled up the trunk really early on, and we were like, well.
Yeah. I remember last time.
You bought the Batman Forever Batcave.
Okay, yeah.
I bought the Police Academy playset. And then
yeah, we did. We did kind of fill up the old truckaroo, didn't we?
Yeah, we just kept filling it up, and we were like, crap.
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah, should be a fun show, especially with DOS. We're gonna have to try to not do that because we're gonna have to have room for a third person in the vehicles.
Whatever, he's small. He'll sit in the floor well.
We can stack up stuff well on him. DOS, hold this. Don't drop it.
Don't drop it.
I can't see. Just sit there.
You don't need to see. You need to sit still.
DOS is never going to...
It's Illinois. It's cornfields.
And now it's all cut down cornfields. Yeah. There's nothing to see. It's just empty fields.
Okay, look. We'll move this box for a minute. See that? That's the entire drive back to Springfield. Now we're putting the box back. Shut up.
DOS is never going to want to be our friends again.
Yeah.
We're going to show him a great Friday and a great Saturday, and then come up Sunday, he's going to be like, I hate you guys.
I don't know that I want to overpromise Friday or Saturday, but...
Oh, come on now. We're good company.
You're good company.
I'm good company.
You're good company. Let's put it that way. But you're working.
Sorry. I couldn't take Friday and Saturday off. I don't get paid for the days I take off, so...
Aww.
Yeah, so I kind of have to work as much as I can.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. Not like my last job where I was...
Buy lots and lots of Pepsi Perfect. Boo-hoo, yes. Yeah. You gotta work for a living.
I know, dang it. Crap.
Drink Coke, it's delicious.
Coke.
I have both.
Well, we say we answer some fan questions.
Fan questions.
Chris Sheet says, have you ever come across a figure or toy line from any line that comically missed the mark?
Well, a lot of that old Power of the Force 2 stuff was just wacky.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Like the 90s stuff? Or
90s stuff, yeah.
Like the stuff that came with like the electric the electronic backpacks and all that? And...
Well, that was my favorite, was the smuggler backpack Han Solo that came with this ginormous starship-sized jet engine that you put on, that he wears like a backpack.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, smuggling's supposed to be kind of secretive, and you're walking around with this jetpack the size of a, you know, literally it's like the size of a starship.
That always
and it's like, what are you doing with that ginormous jetpack, sir? Nothing. I'm not smuggling anything.
Nothing? That reminds me of the back in when they Kenner was just trying to make to try to do whatever they could to make more toys, and they were like they were going to make these little styrofoam gliders with figures attached to them, and they were going to make C-3PO in all these different colors to represent his different moves.
That was right after Star Wars. That was the holiday special figures.
Yeah.
And Lucas, I would have bought the crap out of those. Lucas
went, no. But then come Power of the Force 2, and he's like, I don't care what you do.
I don't care. Just give me the check.
Yeah, just give me the check. Care. It's fine.
Yeah, but I think that was...
I'm busy writing the prequels. Jar Jar Binks is going to be the greatest character ever.
Here's a Jar Jar Binks. He's going to step in poop, and kids are going to love it.
What's sad is kids actually did love it.
Kids and the French.
Yeah,
kids and the French.
Oh, oui, oui. It's such a big...
That's my favorite part of... My favorite part of People versus George Lucas is they start talking about Jar Jar, and the little kid's like, yeah, we love Jar Jar. And then they cut to this French guy. He's like, Jar Jar Binks, he is misunderstood in a world that he did not create. He's magnifique. And I'm like, kids and the French. People who put this documentary together are geniuses.
Yes, yes, indeed. I don't know, man. Any figure or toy from a line that comically missed the mark? Some of the stuff from Last Action Hero was pretty comical. I mean, you've got the one Jack Slater who's dressed up from the scene of the movie where he was playing Shakespeare, but he's got his one right hand is like just straight out because you put a skull missile in his arm.
Oh, there you go.
And it fires. So there were some. I'm trying to think of anything else like that I own has comically misfired and been like, oh my god, what were they doing? Everything I own is a comical misfire, really, when it comes down to it.
There's a question coming up where that will become relevant.
Quincy Watson says, what is the most obscure action figure representation of a film or TV actor not yet made that you would want? I want a Gary Busey figure. What Gary Busey, though? Like, saying Gary Busey or
post-accident?
Post-accident, bat crap crazy.
I'm guessing Busey. He wants post-accident.
Oh, with crazy hair.
I'm guessing. It sounds like it.
Oh, Gary Busey.
You know, you could conceivably, because he was in Predator 2.
That's true.
So, I mean, you could get a NECA figure out of that.
That's true.
Could happen.
Probably not with Gary won't. You want me to sign what?
I don't know. He'd probably like do an acronym for sign. It's like, you know, sign into name. Gah! I don't know. I forgot how to spell sign.
Gary Friese.
I got two into character.
Come back, Dave. Oh my gosh.
I've often said I would love if Hot Toys did a Columbo figure.
Buy it in a heartbeat. Yeah.
Buy it in a heartbeat.
Dave loves him some
Columbo. I love Columbo.
Oh my gosh.
And then the special edition would come with dog.
Yeah.
And then they'd release a $500 Peugeot and I'd be like, "Oh my god, I must own it." I will replace my coffee table. Oh, I don't care. God. I would if they did Columbo with a $500 Peugeot, I would buy it.
That's funny.
This car's from France. It's French.
That's true. He likes Jar Jar Binks.
No, he doesn't like Jar Jar Binks, but he's so proud of that piece of crap car because it's French.
Oh God, what obscure action figure representation of film or TV actor? God, I don't know, man. I really don't have an answer for that. Like I'm at a loss. Like I'm trying to think of something that would make sense, but I don't know. I can't answer that.
All
right. I really can't answer.
You've stumped him.
I'm stumped. I'm just like I'm thinking through my head of TV shows. I'm like,
well, it could be a movie, it could be TV.
Well, I don't know, man. Well, I've got a Keanu Reeves as Ted, so.
That's not really Keanu, though.
No, it's true. NECA needs to do a line of that for Bill and Ted's. And
I'm surprised that isn't even on the radar.
I am, too, because they would sell.
They would sell, yeah. That would be, yeah.
Bill and Ted's still
a huge... Someone should get them on the horn and say, yes. You should do Bill and Ted figures.
You know what? You know what I want an action figure of? Is Tom Cruise's character from...
They did Mission Impossible.
No. The Ben Stiller movie. Where he was.
Tropic Thunder.
Yes, his agent character.
His agent character.
Yeah, one of Tom Cruise's greatest roles. That is ever.
Probably one of his best.
Yeah,
certainly like later career roles.
Yes, I love when Tom. People always give Tom Cruise a whole bunch of crap. My God,
He is a good actor. Oh, he was a good actor.
Yes.
I think he's one of those people that his public life kind of outshadowed his
and now he's kind of reeled it all back in and,
a little bit.
Yeah. I would want his what's his name? Les
I don't know what his name was.
Les Gussman or something like that. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. That's what I'd want. I'd want him want a figure of him.
Okay.
And a push button where he just curses.
Curses.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Joseph Chitwood says, with everything in your collection, is there one piece that you're still looking for, and what is it? Is there anything you're still actively looking?
I'm always still looking.
But is there something that's been on the list for years that you haven't acquired yet?
Well, I'm still looking to finish my Palitoy Death Star. And in point of fact, the cardboard ring, which never shows up on eBay,
right,
showed up on eBay.
Really?
So it's on the way to my house.
You just need the gunner.
Well, there's a plastic station and then there's a canopy.
Right.
And then there's two guns, but the guns are from the X-Wing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can just get the X-Wing
guns. Get the X-Wing guns, yeah.
They're like easy as poo. So, yeah, I would like to get the gunner station and the canopy for my Palitoy Death Star. I got a lot of Star. I got to get a bunch of R2-D2s. In really good shape, and I'm being really picky about him.
Yeah, Dave is really picky about him.
You know, like I said, I think the other way to go is to, like, just get the stickers.
Just repro them.
That's probably how I'm going to do it. But, yeah, I mean, I need a bunch of R2-D2s. Other than that, I want that Transmet Dalek from Daypole.
Oh, yeah.
I really want that.
I think
I saw it one
though.
Time ever. It wasn't that expensive, but it just popped up once. Yeah, I never see it.
Oh.
Apparently it was released in America, too. And I'm like, what is the one that was released in the U.S. to Hardwood to find? What's up with that? I mean, there's always something. You know me. There's always something.
It's the same with me. There's always something. Like, I really want a blank figure from Dick Tracy.
Ooh, nice.
You know, I really want one of those. And to make people that usually collect Minton package cringe even more, I want one on package because I can open it and then display it. I really want a blank figure.
I would almost cringe at that one.
And I'd open it, too. I'd have no... If I got it for the right price, I'd open it. I wouldn't care. I want the cars from that line. That's still on my list. Is both the cop car and the gangster car. I want the de-evolution chamber from Mario Brothers is still on my list of stuff to finish. But that thing, last time it pops up, it's the same guy trying to sell one for like $800. And I'm like, you're out of your mind, dude. Hmm. Tom Gene Chaos bought one recently for like $70 or something like that. I'm like, oh, like, I'll be patient. But the Ghost Command playset is always at the top of my list. And
taunts you.
It does taunt me. I thought about sending David Gall a message as he's on his way to New York now, and Himbro's going to have it in his booth. I almost sent David to go, how much do you value your friendship with Jordan? just grab it and run, David. I'll pay you. Just grab it and run. No, I could
stop by the Funko booth on your way out of the...
Stop by the Funko booth while you're running.
Yes.
I need this. Bye. that's on my list. Right now, the major thing, since it's not so much toys, right now the major thing is IKEA opened up in St. Louis.
Has it, in fact, week. Opened?
It is okay. Open. It was opened on September 30th. And Carrie and I are planning to make a trip to IKEA because I'm planning on replacing all the shelves I have on the wall. And actually buying Billy bookcases and lining up Billy bookcases along that wall.
I don't know. What's special about Billy bookcases?
I like the look of them. I like Sinatra uses them in his display. I like the look of them. I like the feel of them.
Okay.
I was trying to look for a picture that I could show you. I like how they're set up, you know, that you can adjust the shelves any way you want.
Witchcraft.
As opposed to some of these other shelves, but like they've got
Billy. You buy like stupid expensive. I don't know, expensive, but these weird. I don't know. They're not very modular.
No. I need
that's
more.
That's it?
Yeah. It's just they're just.
Oh, God. They're like $140.
Well, it's a two. It's like a two set, though, for $140.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now, that's what
a Target. Those things are dirt cheap.
They have a lot of different designs
I thought this would be some kind of like spectacular glass fronted.
Patrick has glass, but that gets expensive.
Well, yeah.
Because like the doors are like for those are $35 a pop.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. Karen and I have talked about it. I need to. The plans are to redo the basement in order to make more space, more display space for stuff. Because her Disney collection is quickly over. It is outgrowing my collection. Quickly.
I believe it.
Quickly.
Okay, I still believe it.
I know. I'm reiterating the fact for people listening. it's like we're trying to figure out, what do we do? Because she doesn't want any of it upstairs, but eventually it's going to end up in that office. I don't know what to tell her. Sorry, babe. Your stuff's got to be displayed somewhere. There's still stuff on the list. I don't know if I'm going into King County this year with anything in mind off of that list, though. I have in the past.
I never do that because the stuff I want is always very specific.
I did 2 years now. The 1 year we went and I was deathly ill.
Wine.
Don't you wine me because you seriously thought I was going to die.
Wine.
Yeah.
Are you dead?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, wine.
Uh-huh. I went into that sale knowing I want to buy a box Castle Grayskull, and I bought one while it was open. It's still the box and had everything to it except I think for like two weapons that weren't that hard. And this last show I went in going, if I find it, I'm going to buy a Police Academy precinct playset.
But you always go with, isn't that like just generally on the list?
That one hadn't been on the list for a while.
Like, if you went to a toy man, you would have been like, well, it's not on the list. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, no, I just mean, like, it had been on the list before that.
I think Pee-wee's Playhouse was more of a list item.
Pee-wee's Playhouse was a list item because Fleur Burger had one of those, so I picked that up. Shows ago, though. That wasn't this last show.
Was that?
Yeah, it wasn't this last show.
Was this last show the one where Fleur Burger basically sold me out? The Robin Hood. Yeah, it was the last.
Yeah, one. It was this last. That was this last show.
Yeah.
That was one of the other playsets I bought. That
family unfriendly.
That we just kept we kept filling up the trunk and going. Well,
hey, I just realized family unfriendly. F you.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Clever.
There's always stuff that Dave and I are kind of looking for, but I think it doesn't change so much with Dave. It changes with me from.
I just go to see what's. I mean, there'll always be something stupid. I'll go. Oh, I must have that.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be something.
Sometimes Dave will buy something. I go, why did you buy that? He goes, I just had to have it.
Like what? Name me a random
thing. Some of the stuff, like some of the stuff that I bring up that you're like, oh yeah, I kind of want to get that. Well, like the thing I can think of is the big cruise ship.
From Glamour Girls?
Yeah.
But that thing's amazing!
It is, but it was one of those things when you finally bought it, I was like, well, I see your point now, but at the time I was like, you're out of your mind.
That's a big... I love that playset. That's amazing!
It works well for
and,
what it is.
And in my sort of... Even though I don't play with my toys or anything, in my fantasy thing, there's this whole scenario where Cobra, like, takes over a cruise ship and holds them hostage, and then the flag has to come in and rescue them.
Oh, gosh.
I have a whole thing in my head.
Oh, David. Good stuff. Christopher Haywood says, excuse me, I thought I was going to sneeze there. He says, hey, Dave.
You're boring him, Christopher.
God, no. Sneeze and yawn at the same time. That's a horrible thing. Christopher Haywood says, hey, Dave, what item that Jason has added to his collection has most made you want to say WTF?
See, here's the thing. I don't know at this point that Jason can make me do that.
Yeah, not anymore.
Because Jason likes all this stuff that generally is considered weird. So there's, I don't have a standard for you.
Right,
like
right.
You'll latch on to things just because.
Yeah.
And I've just learned to go with it. So I don't know that there's anything that he's ever gotten that. Honestly, at this point, it would be more like a conventional thing. Like you know, like he'd be like, I really want that G.I. Joe, and you're like. What?
Yeah, what?
I really want that Star Wars toy. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can you give me that Kylo Ren black figure? Like, what? That would freak me out. That would surprise me more than, you know, Gertie the Milking Goat or, you know, some girl toy or some weird, you know.
My Little Mermaid collection that we're sitting amongst at the moment.
Well, but see, I understand that because I do that with the Baroness.
That's true.
I mean, that's just like you're fixated on a character.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously we've talked about this, that you like Little Mermaid and you like Kitty Pryde, and I like women that I won't get arrested if...
True, true.
If I end up hooking up with.
True, very true. So, that's very true.
There is that.
Yes. And for the both of you, what is the one thing in the other person's collection that you think is really cool, but that you don't really want or need in your own collection? Mine for Dave is the flag.
Oh, yeah.
I've always thought that was a cool playset, but I don't want it. I want it, but I don't want it because there's nowhere to put it here.
Yeah.
So, but that's one of the things in Dave's collection I look at every time I go over, and I'm like, God, that's such an awesome playset. Some other stuff, but that's the main one.
Yeah, maybe the Brave Star stuff. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
And really cool. That's just not a line that I'm into.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's really neat. That you have, they have all of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just that's one road I'm not going down.
I figure maybe just say the Rambo stuff.
Nah, you know, I'm not really that into the. I mean, it, again, even less so. It's like it's impressive and it's cool, but first of all, you don't have all of it.
Not yet, no.
And second of all, like I'm even less interested than that than I am the Brave Star stuff. The Brave Star stuff's kind of cool because it's got that 80s crazy feel to it.
Yeah.
Where the Rambo stuff is just kind of like a knockoff G.I. Joe.
Pretty much.
Like G.I. Joe and He-Man had a baby and then got licensed by Rambo.
Yep. Coleco was like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
Josh Flood goes, a floor burger here.
Meh.
King County's right around the corner.
Yeah, heard, another chance for you to stab me in the back.
We've heard many stories from you going, but never about how you first found out about it and your first impression of the show. Also, how has it changed since you started going? And Dave can answer, too.
Oh, thank you, jerk. Actually, I have a little bit of a story behind that.
Yes.
We had a guy here in town. I haven't seen him in ages, named Al, the Hot Wheels guy.
We only see him at King County.
He sets up there.
Yeah.
And that's part of the story is gotcha. He'd always talk about this King County up in Chicago and he's going to the King County show and he'd always set up at the King County show and always sell the Japanese guys come over for the King County show and this is a big toy show up in Chicago, King County. And you know, I would hear about this for years and years, King County, going up to King County so I hooked up with you guys at Pop Culture.
Yep.
And Dave Perdue at C2E2 told Damien about a toy show in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so it was sold to me. It was told to me like, yeah, we're going to this toy show in Chicago and blah blah blah. And Purdue says it's really good, and I'm like, okay. And I hurt my foot.
Yes.
I did my traditional spring injured foot because every spring I get out and I walk the park and I do too much too early and I hurt my foot.
Yep.
So I didn't go. And you didn't go either.
No.
And then they came back. And when they came back, they talked about Kane County. And I'm like, Kane County? That's what it was?
Yeah.
That's because that's the show I've always heard about. So I was really kind of irritated. Because, I mean, I probably would have brought a crutch if I'd known it was Kane County. Yeah. So, and then the next one was in the fall, and that's the one that we went to.
Yeah, that's the one that's the first one we went to. That's, I mean, your story's pretty much how I heard about it, but I didn't hear about it until they went. Like, Purdue talked them into going, and they went. And their famous story was, I think we talked about it back when It Figures was around on pop culture, but their famous story was there's two parts to the main building. There's an antique toy part, basically, and then there's the newer part.
It depends, but yeah. Like, that's been the traditional setup.
When they went several years, you know, when we went started going years ago, they walked into that front of the building and thought, this is it, really, Purdue? They were so mad. And they, I guess either they found Purdue or Purdue found them, and he was, they were like, this sucks, dude. And they're like, no, you keep going. And they walked into their half of the room, and I remember, I think it might have been Scotty or Danny who said it was like the angels came down from the heavens and sang, and... But yeah, that's how I heard about it, was through that. And
then, ironically, when we went, we did the exact same thing.
Yeah. Although knowing there's more toys in here somewhere.
Well, you knew. I don't think I knew.
Yeah. But it was, as for how it's changed since we started going, it's grown.
I think it's shrunk. That first time, there were like people in those outside stalls next to the rabbits and the warren.
Next to the rabbit house. There's been a couple times they've added another building to it, but it's kind of shrunk. It's kind of almost to a degree like,
I mean, not this last time.
Fits and spurts gone, grown and shrunk.
I think that's part of the way just things have gone. This last time was a little. This last spring was different than the previous fall. Because the previous fall, what you were talking about with the two sides, wasn't really true.
Right,
like there was like this bleeding between both sides.
Yeah, there very much was.
Yeah, this spring it was more back to the classical kind of one side was classical was vintage, and the other side was our stuff.
Yeah, it was more 60s and 80s.
And it does seem like we've more focused on that one building. There's that one building where you kind of turn.
You go into the left.
Yeah, you take a hard left, and that's kind of our.
That's been our go-to place. Yeah, that's been our go-to every time, is in that main building.
Yeah,
and we usually go backwards. We go to that main building. We go into the rabbit hutch, and then we come back into the main building.
Yeah, I would rather go the other way around, but whatever.
Go into the main building.
Yeah. Well, go to that side building, then main building, then rabbit hutch.
Right.
Because it's only the losers set up in the rabbit hutch.
Aww.
Like Floor Burger.
Aww, poor Floor Burger.
Backstabbing, selling out of the back of his car.
Aw.
Whatever.
But, I don't know if it's changed too terribly much, but it's...
I don't know if it's just that I have everything now, which could be it, or what, but it doesn't seem to have, like, the wow factor it used to have.
No.
It's not as bad as, like, C2E2, or actually Comic-Con. Where, like, all the dealers basically have all the new stuff.
Yes.
New stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's always a bummer. There are a few people that have new stuff, but it's not as bad as that. But, yeah. It just hasn't really had that kind of... You always find stuff. I mean, I always drop.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I never come home from King County with money in my pocket.
No.
But I don't know. There's
been several times Dave had to borrow money from me, which is really weird.
Usually like $20. Yeah. It's usually that last thing that I just have to have. Yeah. I have no money left.
So Dave's like, oh.
Can I borrow $20? I can pay you back every time.
Then Alex Pasquale says, your action figure team up. What vehicle would they drive? Who would they fight? Also, who would animate it if it was made into a show? Cough, cough. Half hour commercial?
Wow. I don't know.
I think this one's got...
You know what? We may have to get back to you. You know what? I swear, by the many arms of Vishnu,
ooh,
we will come back and we will begin next week's show with a detail. Because, you know, you don't have to, like, stop me from... I mean, I'll spend all week walking the park with a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cooking up ideas.
Yeah, Dave will
come back. So I will come back with an answer next week,
yes,
I promise.
Dave will come back
with an answer. I am not good with extemporaneous... speaking.
Oh, good use.
Yes, but I give me some time to think about it, mull it over, and I will have something.
Dave will come back with that next week.
Yes.
speaking of that, we'll be back next week with an all-new show. Make sure you tune in then. Make sure you find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look up Toy World Order, as well as on ToyWorldOrder.com, where you can search the entire backlog of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles over the years, including Married to the Collection as well. You can search and find all of those to listen to and download on your portable devices on ToyWorldOrder.com. Make sure you find us on YouTube, YouTube.com/ToyWorldOrder. And we'll be back next week with an all-new show. And the week after that is King County, and we'll be back with DOS, ADOS Better live.
Live.
For that show. So make sure you tune in next week and hear us again. And until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
The Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.